Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today's episode is going to come to you from the great state of New Mexico with something you've never heard before. Kelly Tenen, welcome to the show.
Yay, thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Well, I'm super pleased that you said yes. So tell our listeners a little bit about your background, where you're located, how long you've been doing real estate, that kind of fun stuff.
So I am located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're bordered here by the Great Sandia Mountains. I actually started in real estate almost 10 years ago. In July, it'll be 10 years. Started as a broker selling real estate, and about 2 years ago, moved up to kind of manage a training department for a local office here in town, and then slowly made my way over to the association. Now working for the Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors as their training administrator. And doing that, I handle a lot of the new member orientations, and I do a lot of broker outreach. So I do training for individual offices here, and do a lot of product and different sorts of training here in our office.
So how many realtors are in the Greater Albuquerque Association?
We're right around 3,400, give or take a few.
So I'm going to be honest here. I didn't realize it was that big because, you know, you think of New Mexico and Albuquerque is frankly the only city anybody thinks of. But I didn't realize it was that big. That's kind of cool.
It is actually, surprisingly. I know everyone thinks of New Mexico, and when they realize it's actually in the United States, then they don't realize it's actually as big as it is. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I did know it was in the United States. So
that's good.
Cause give myself credit for that.
Right.
Okay, so you've probably listened to some of the podcast episodes. You know, the general premise is just to tell your crazy story. And of course, your life is in a lot of different places and spaces in real estate. So just remember the two ground rules. No F-bombs or GDs or see you next Tuesday, because I'm allergic to the big words. But I don't mind other salty language because, frankly, I'm a realtor and we have to live with that. And when there's guilty people involved, you know this particularly well as an association person. We don't name names. We make up names. So that being said, I'd love to hear what comes to the top of your mind that you didn't expect to find in real estate.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, aside from the deals and the craziness of the transactions from day to day, just the things that you run into, and it's kind of becomes a joke, you know, in our office and amongst in offices and amongst people, just kind of even here at the association, you know, things that go on, things that you see that you run into in houses, aside from, you know, like a horribly painted pink wall and things like that. And so even in my own career, showing houses and stuff, I mean, I think for the most part, things that have happened to me, I mean, either I've done to myself or
you're the first person who's ever admitted that, just for the record.
And it happens, and I've done a few things to myself every now and then. And then just kind of funny things that have happened.
Okay, so then let's look at your realtor life that you lived before you went to association life, because I have a very pointed question that I want to ask you on the association
Sure.
life side. But what was the craziest thing you saw as a practicing realtor?
Well, probably the funniest thing that ever happened to me, and who actually is now a good friend of mine, and we often still joke about it. And she tells me, did you tell him about the kid with the stick? So we kind of still joke about it. But kind of earlier in my career, and I had recently moved to a larger company. And well, I got a phone call actually from a gentleman who wanted to see a property, kind of in a more remote part of Albuquerque. And it was going to be kind of a first encounter with this gentleman. And so I asked the gal who actually had the listing, who is now a good friend of mine, to come along, and she agreed. And so we both go to show this property, and we show up, and the gentleman shows up, and he's got his son with him, which is normal. You know, people have kids, and, you know, they got to bring them with them sometimes. And so they kind of proceed to kind of start looking at the property. And the kid was kind of starting to walk around the property and was just kind of screaming and touching things and just kind of not really well behaved. And we were kind of trying to show him the property and everything like that. And the kid, he wanted attention. So he kind of kept screaming and talking and touching everything. And we're kind of trying to pretend he's not there, which I guess works really well for children, kind of aggravated the situation. And so my friend actually had to step away from the situation and take a phone call. from another client, and I proceeded to kind of talk to the gentleman, and the kid happened to follow her outside and picked up a stick from this property and started to hit her on the back with it and was screaming at her. The funniest part of it all is she didn't even miss a beat. She says, "Can you hold, please?" And she covers the phone and says, "Sir, can you tell your son to stop hitting me with the stick?" And then she just goes back to her phone call like it just didn't even exist. It was so funny. And the funny thing about it is this kid was so bad when he would come to the office, which the deal actually never came together, which is, you know, even funnier about the whole thing. But every time he'd come to the office, I'd have to prep everyone and say, close your doors, so-and-so is coming. You got to close your doors.
So we'll not make this a soapbox on poor parenting skills. We'll focus instead on the fact that your friend is the epitome of the professional realtor who we have to manage such a bipolar existence when we're doing real estate, where you have to really separate yourself from the flash emotions that we get as normal human beings. She didn't flash. She just looked at this parent and said, "Tell your kid to quit hitting me with the stick," so she could continue back at her conversation, because she knew how to keep it together. That's huge.
Yeah, I give her credit. I tease her and I say, it's probably because you have kids. Like, it just didn't even faze you. It was so funny. It was almost like a surreal moment. Like, you're thinking, is this really happening? And the dad was so unfazed. It was amazing. So unfazed to everything that was just going on.
Which kind of makes you feel bad for what the kid must be like at home if this is the not worth yelling about behavior in public.
Right.
So we all, I think, have our stick moments in real estate, although they're not always involving, you know, getting beaten with a stick while you're showing property. But as a trainer in association life, 2018 is setting up to continue our spiral in a loss of professionalism overall, which I think when you look at the broad overall level, there's a lot of concern about professionalism with realtors. But when you dig down into brokerages and associations, you find that the realtors who are doing most of the business are amazingly professional, like your friend who was getting hit with a stick. So what are you doing on the training side to help bring our new realtors up to speed more quickly on the best practices in real estate? Have you found anything that's getting attention right now?
Well, the thing that I'm trying to do here is really start it early and start it out the gate. And when we do our new member orientations, I really actually roll it in there. And actually, it's a part of orientation, talking about professionalism and how to treat, not only how to treat your clients, how to treat other brokers, and how to treat people's property. Because I kind of use the term, you know, you may be under contract, but that property doesn't belong to your buyer until those keys are in your hand and that property is funded. And you still need to, when you're making appointments or you're showing property or whatever the case may be, you need to treat it like it's somebody else's property. Just because you're under contract don't mean you own the place.
We need to be preaching that loud and proud all over the place, I believe, because, you know, today's society is such an immediate gratification one that our buyers do really take ownership the second they write an offer. They get angry if they lose in multiple offers. They get really irritated when they're doing repair negotiations, but they honestly think they should be able to go in the house 4,000 times and drag Aunt Edna, Mama, and their neighbor, the blind guy, and the carpet guy all in there while the other family's eating supper.
Right. It's true. And so in our orientation here, I try to start that early and to kind of have them learn to set expectations with their clients, but to be in that mindset that, you know, we need to respect our clients, our fellow brokers, and then, you know, those individuals that own properties and things that we're out there just doing and conducting our business every day. There's a lot more people involved than just kind of what's in your bubble in front of you.
So you mentioned that you do a lot of outreach to the brokers in your market. So if you're a consumer listening to this, just to understand briefly, when you talk to a realtor whose business card or sign you saw, most of them are affiliated with a brokerage of some sort, which is also one of our challenges in 2018 is making sure it's clearly identified with whom each realtor is affiliated. But these brokerages are bearing the brunt of the onslaught of new licensees, because obviously anytime the real estate market gets better, more people decide this is exactly what they should be doing to get all the easy money. So right. they become licensees and join brokerages. And in a lot of markets, brokers are flooded with new people. So they just don't have the bandwidth for training them really well. So what's been successful for you in outreach to brokers to help them understand that the association offerings can supplement what they have and it's already in place?
I mean, I had the advantage coming in of being a realtor in our market already and having some good relationships with people. And so coming over to the association, that was really helpful for me because they knew me and they knew my level of work and professionalism. And so that was really helpful. So there was kind of that trust there. Outreach on my own has helped, but also we have a program here called GAP, and it stands for GAR Ambassador Program. So we have a group of individuals that we're working on growing, and they're basically ambassadors for the association. So I take a lot of the things that I'm doing here in terms of training and other things that are going on at the association. And then we bring it to that group of members who in turn try to funnel that into their offices and let their offices know what's going on, you know, whether it's changes to products, training schedules, and different things like that. And then we work to get a lot of feedback that way as well. So we're trying to kind of funnel it to have more feet on the ground and kind of more voices out there, especially for some of these smaller brokerages. The bigger brokerages, they have more members, so they tend to have more involvement. But, you know, we have probably, if I had to guess, 70% of our membership is made up of smaller brokerages. And so it's really important with this ambassador program to have those extra feet on the ground to help kind of spread that message.
Do you think that's helping get them more involved on the political advocacy front as well for the work the realtors do in making sure we have good policy on the local and state level?
I think so, because they're just becoming more aware by coming here and being involved with the GAP program. It's kind of their introduction into what actually goes on at the association and what we do. And so I think it makes them more aware, and it makes some of those things top of mind, and in turn kind of gives more participation, but with the awareness as well that they may not have had before, there's a positive there too.
All right, Kelly, if anybody wants to reach out to you and ask a question regarding the Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors or getting your assistance in finding a great realtor in the Greater Albuquerque Association, how can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. Shoot me an email. It's super easy. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E @gar.com. I'd be happy to, if you want to know something about Albuquerque or you want some information on the association, maybe how to get involved or even some of the great things that we're doing, or you're looking for where you can find one of our realtor members, let me know.
And of course, if you're listening to this with your earbuds in while you're riding that elliptical bike, don't worry about it, because all of Kelly's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode. So you can reach out at any time to get information on not just the Albuquerque Association, but Kelly will have contacts for you and your association if you'd like to know the staff member in your area that corresponds to Kelly. Kelly, thank you for all that you're doing to help train up a better realtor and help our brokers be more involved, because we are all better when we keep stretching. And as we know, you can't unlearn what you're exposed to, even though you can stop a kid from beating you with a stick. So there's lots of things to take away from this episode.
Right.
And if you're listening to this and you'd like to share your own story about your life in real estate or something crazy that happened to you in dealing with houses, property, land, or buildings, give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks, and be sure to subscribe for more episodes so that we can see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.